It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is pretty much stuck over there for now, a world record longer than we've ever had her in one place before. Even when she moves, I don't know how she maintains a good attitude. That said, hi Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, I'm fine and I'm definitely stuck. But it's not too difficult to find topics to be interested in as right now so much is happening. I understand in the US as well as in Europe in other ways. And that's the reason why I'm going today to speak about our next two referendums that are coming up in Switzerland, because this is a system that is a little bit different and that I think is worth looking into, and also because those two topics are these days really very, very controversial topics that reflect very well the antagonism and the differences in our societies. And with societies, I don't mean only Switzerland, but I really mean our world today. So to come to the details, the first referendum is about, if I translate a little bit of a rough translation, it says for responsible companies and for the protection of people and environment. So what does that mean? It means that this referendum, the committee behind this referendum, would like to have big companies much more responsible of what they do in other countries. For example, when they produce in other countries, when they have subsidiary in other countries, and when they actually are responsible for certain issues, like, for example, pollution. Until now, the rule is more or less always the same for most of the country and countries, and it's whatever you have as a law in your country, in our case in Switzerland, is valid only in Switzerland. The committee of this referendum wants to make those Swiss companies responsible for their sister companies abroad in case of a problem. That would mean, in other words, that, for example, if a big company with headquarters in Switzerland would do some production mistake in another country, very often a third world country, and, for example, pollute a river, which would lead to poisoning and eventually death of people. Well, then those people would be able to ask Switzerland to do them justice and sue basically the company that is responsible for such thing. So that is a very extreme example, but there are many other things that can go wrong. Obviously, for example, making children work for your company just because in that country it is actually legal, or having other other topic that are related to human rights, where the conditions would be absolutely normal in that country, but actually not under our law. And so the committee would like, in short, that the laws that are valid here in Switzerland for human rights and for the environment and the protection of the environment should be valid for a company, even if the sister company is abroad. The government doesn't agree with that. They think that it goes too far, because it would be basically the first time that a country is responsible to that extent. Usually the law of the country where you are is the law that you have to abide. And this is, of course, a little bit controversial, because very often the laws do not protect necessarily all the aspects of human rights that we consider need protection, and the environment is also an issue where laws in different countries are very different. There is a problem with this referendum in the sense that it is always very complicated in terms of international law to see how far one can go with that and how responsibilities can be really be shifted like this between countries and between companies. But basically that would be the idea. The other thing that the committee says is that until now a lot has been said about being more ethical, about you know, having the same moral compass for other people as you have for yourself, and that basically after having talked about all of this, it is time to actually do something and force those companies to act more ethically and be basically fair in their way of doing business. This has also another side that other people are pointing out, and it's the fact that it might be damaging for Swiss businesses, because they would not have the same rules then that other businesses have, and therefore they would be more they would be basically easier to be attacked, and they would have most probably to pay for more lawsuits and more legal action and everything that can, of course, destabilize a little bit those Swiss businesses. So on one hand, we have the business side, which is not unimportant, because by doing something that is absolutely unique, one puts itself in maybe a position of being less interesting also for investors, for example. And on the other hand, we have a committee that thinks that we don't go far enough, we do not protect people enough, and children, for example, and we don't protect the environment enough, which they consider is at great risk when companies do not have the same standard in their own country and the country they are producing whatever product is being produced. So this is a very interesting referendum, very symptomatic of the two sides that are basically shaping up in every country. It's the more ethical, environmental friendly one, and on the other side, the pure business one and money oriented, which is also the side that says that at the end of the day, a lot of shares are also in these companies. These shares sometimes belong also to pension funds, the national bank. So this is not an unimportant aspect to take into consideration when deciding if it's a yes or a no to this referendum. The second referendum would need as much time as today, so I guess I will postpone that for next week. But in the meantime, we are going to have to decide on this very critical topics that are also in a way shaping not only our future as older people, but definitely also the future of younger generations, which has also to be taken into account.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.